I'm sorry. You were talking about situations a person should use to inspire himself with the tshuva. Aderech Hashishi is called Eis Yiko in the Grasa Lokom. Constantly, we should seek to draw closer to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Kilo Yoda Ha'odam Es Ito. We don't know how long we're going to live in this world. And therefore, we don't have the time to put off into the future things that need attending to. So he analyzes the Mishnah of Hillel. Hillel said, he discusses at length, I want the third part, but if not now, we must, then when? In royally la'achar yomo yomayim, I should not even delay for a day or two, v'shtadlusi b'tikun nafshi, to elevate ourselves in ruchnius, v'kfiyas idim l'torah, to strengthen our learning of Torah. Ki yom yomar akavala isapnai, because if we're waiting for the time in life that we're going to have time, and I've taken care of my financial needs, as long as we live in this world, there are things that keep us busy. And I'm not talking about silly things, serious things, things that are legitimate. But nevertheless, we become bogged down in the things in the here and now. That when I'll have time, I'll learn. Why? Maybe I'll never find the time that's free. We have to create a free time. We can't wait for the free time. And that is an aspect of human nature as well, that we're never satisfied. Whatever we've devoted our lives to, outside of ruchnius, we're never fully satisfied. If I succeed in accumulating some measure of wealth, so I want to add to it, make a new investment, and expand my wealth. None of us feel even that we've accomplished 50% of that which we would want to accomplish in this world. Yesh biyod amona is mesabel amasayim, and that's an endless cycle. The next investment. Yisiga yod amasayim is mesabel asayim arba meis. Vashlishes is hazman mismayet v'amalocha meruba. Time is running down. Someone told me that, and it's true with everything, life keeps moving. You know, another 10 years went by. It's not coming back. You know, we can't go down to the store and, you know, and put out another 10 years on our credit card and buy another 10 years, connect the 10 years that passed. That's the one thing that we can't purchase in this. We can purchase everything else, but we can't purchase time. And it's a sobering realization of time passing by. Someone came to Yisrael Zelig Epstein, Zecher Tzadik Livroch, on Eitzah, and he told him it was too late in life for them to get involved in a certain undertaking. It was not. So they said they feel bad, you know, that life has passed them by. So he was somewhere between 90 and 95 at the time. So he responded, "No, and what should I say? Life zooms ahead." There was an elderly Roshua that I knew. He lived till about 100 years old. It was Roshua Rav Yoli Hoyakansky. It was Roshua Mir Yeshiva. So it was Talmidim telling me that he said, "You want to know how life is?" He says, 15, 30, 90. He says, "All of a sudden you're there." He says, "What happened? Where'd it go?" And therefore, we have to be in a hurry in this world. Molecha Satur, Tikkun HaNefesh, Vasogas HaMailas. There's a lot to do in learning, in midas, in growing. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Dveikus. And as the Mishnah says in Avas, Hayom Kotzer, V'Amalocha Meruba. It's a short day. It's Erev Shabbos in the winter time, and there's an awful lot to do. And then he tells us other reasons why we should be in a rush. Kasha Yoicher Tikkun Nafsha, if we put off correcting our faults, then the same way we've stumbled until now, we'll stumble again if we don't correct the problems. How could we leave the problem uncorrected? And he says, furthermore, b'ichud ichud tikkun hanefesh, if we put off taking positive steps, as ayetz ha'hilich m'zgabah v'yiksha alayif, then we get in a deeper rut. The yikshol of the sakin nafsho acharei kein, it becomes harder, in fact, to correct the problem. And that's part of what Chazal tell us, that if a person, if we erred, and we did it a second time, it's already nasa lo keheta, psychologically already, we have a hard time coping with it. We'll end with the sixth one. There are nine, but I'll end with the sixth one today. Ulai lo yimosh ku yomuf. The yomus teru yashlum chok atshuva. That if I want to do tshuva for something, it takes time sometimes to do tshuva. Tshuva is not an instantaneous process. So I need time to do it. So I should leave myself time in life to achieve it. Akin hizir olav ha-shalom, that's why Shlomo HaMelech has told us, v'choleis yiyu v'godecho levonim, that a person, our clothes should be clean at all times. We should be ready to appear before the Rabbeinu Shalom, because we don't know when our time is going to come. So all of these are reasons. We'll come back next week, Be'ez Hashem, to the final three. But these are six reasons that we have to be in a rush in this world. We just can't keep putting things off. He advises not even putting them off for a day or two, let alone putting them off for a year or two. And, you know, as life goes on, so all of us realize there are certain things that we've put off for a very long time. That we were probably blessed in our youth with a certain measure of wisdom, not the wisdom of maturity that we have now, but nevertheless a certain measure of wisdom. And in that measure of wisdom, we understood where our strengths are, and we understood many of our weaknesses. And with the passing of the decades, probably the playing field looks the same. Our strengths are our strengths, and our weaknesses are still our weaknesses. So that what will impel us to put the car in gear, and as my Talmidim say, put the pedal to the metal, and to, you know, to use time quickly to accomplish the night drama.